It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Good morning. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and Josh Odson with you. Today we get to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
I love to laugh.
It's a funny show. It's comedic in nature, hopefully. And when funny things happen in sports, we get to laugh at them. And there were some funny things that happened in sports last night. We'll have that on the show today. Actually, coming up here in just a minute, let's set the rest of it up first. Alan Bell will join at 11:30. Jacob Bigelow at 1. Important questions to both of those guys for very different reasons.
Definitely.
Alan, on the passing of podcast cohort Howie Schwab this weekend. Stump the Schwab. I've really enjoyed all the mid-2000s clips that have popped up over the last few days in honor of Howie Schwab and all the various tributes to him. So we'll see what AB has to say about working with him on the reg on the daily basis over the last few months here. Jacob Bigelow about the Jack Mitchell softball team actually winning last night. I just have some questions. I have some thoughts.
We'd like to bring the facts to light.
That's all.
About this game last night.
That's all. So we'll get to that at 1 o'clock. That's the lineup powered by the Roofer-Ease at John Higgins Weather Guard. We'd like to hear from you guys, 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees of Source hotline. You can call or text that number. Tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Email Connor or Josh O at 1620thezone.com and the Equitable Bank inbox. We say good morning to our YouTube commenters. Hi, hello. Many takes on Omaha Foods in the comment section this morning. That's good.
Keep those coming all day long.
Keep that conversation rolling. We'd love to check in and just, I mean, like I've always said, ideally, we're talking about something. Yes, people are commenting on what we're saying because they're engaged in the show. But sometimes the conversation gets spun off on the YouTube comment section to completely different things. I like when that happens, too.
Love when that happens.
I like to just check in on some things that are going on over there. So you can comment in there and watch us along, of course, on 1620thezone.com. Elsewhere, we'll go back to some Matt Rhule audio from Saturday. I want to talk about the running backs for a second. A position of which I am concerned about, comparatively, I think. We'll talk about college football game times maybe for the first time today. Colorado's got some scheduling news.
Oh?
Yeah. They're going to open their season on Thursday night against North Dakota State.
Hello.
Yeah. That's
the eyes of America will be upon you.
I wonder what'll happen in that game. And then where might that Nebraska-Colorado game end up? We have seen Jeff Sims has resurfaced. That's right. There was a report about Jeff Sims and his whereabouts last night.
Hello.
He's interested in the college football program in particular in the American Southwest. So we'll take a look at that throughout the show today. Some portal news in the conference. Deacon Hill's in the portal. I'll miss him dearly. And Northwestern's starting quarterback entered the portal this morning, Brendan Sullivan. Also, I made a spreadsheet about third down defense, and so we'll pour through some of those numbers today as well. Like I said, that is the setup to the show. But also, of course, we have the happenings in the basketball last night. Oh, boy. What's the lead here, Josh? Who do we laugh at first?
Oh, you got to start with the Lakers.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Sounds good. Lakers grab a 20-point lead, and people are trying to convince the – people have been trying to do this basically the entire back half of the NBA. Watch out. Watch out. Lakers, you know, they got LeBron James, and they do have LeBron James. LeBron was awesome last night. And then halftime comes up, and they grab this, like, 15-point lead, and Anthony Davis is so efficient. He's so good. And then he makes his last basket with 7 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. We never see from him. We never see him or hear from him again. Very, very funny. All the way up until the last minute when Jamal Murray makes a buzzer beater after various other things that happened to that point. And LeBron missed a three. Gosh, I couldn't help but notice, though. I mean, that was kind of vintage LeBron in the fourth quarter. That might be one of LeBron's last playoff game takeovers. You know, he's still got a couple years left in his career. He's obviously a different player now.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the place where he needs better players than him on his roster. They don't have that. They do sometimes with Anthony Davis, but that's only a sometimes, so it doesn't really count. And but man, I was like, dude, this is vintage LeBron. He made a couple threes, made that crazy and one happen. You know, dunked in transition. He was all over last night, and I was kind of watching in admiration. And all the while, I was thinking, man, Lakers got up by 20, but I don't think this game is over yet. And sure enough, the Nuggets won it on a buzzer beater at the end. Let's check in with Anthony Davis after the game, my favorite basketball player of all time, Anthony Davis, what he had to say at the press conference afterwards. Anthony, take it away, my friend.
To kind of piggyback off that one, can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
And then he left. Jamal Murray made a shot. The fake anger. I mean, he's just sitting there. He's not actually mad.
No.
He doesn't care about anything. He's Anthony Davis.
I mean, he's upset that he gave up the shot that lost the game, yeah. But like,
dude,
that's it.
I mean, he's known around the league as one of the better defenders because of his length and athleticism and all that stuff. And Jamal Murray's like, I don't care. I'm going right after this guy.
Okay.
I'm going right at him.
Shoot or shoot, and I'm going to shoot.
Yep, and Jamal was not very good for the majority of that game, and then all of a sudden the fourth quarter he came alive, and it was the exact opposite for Anthony Davis. It's LeBron and a bunch of scrubs, including Anthony Davis. It's a horribly built team.
Flawed.
It's a horribly built team. It's LeBron's fault, for the record. I mean, he makes them basically fire sale every year. So the GM is, that legacy is not very good. But LeBron, the player, I mean, is fantastic. And then he gets frustrated by the things that happen around him. And then the Lakers have the gall afterwards to say that it was all on officiating and stuff like that.
Yeah, LeBron walked out of his press conference too. So
one of my favorite teams to laugh at. Like they've done anything. Oh, we won the play-in tournament this year. Oh, we won the Mickey Mouse trophy in the bubble that one time. That was great. Nah, you guys didn't do anything.
LeBron almost had his Jordan Game 6 push-off moment.
Yep.
Last night.
He hurled
a defender to the ground.
Yeah.
On that shot.
That was a sell job. That was a sell job, I think, on defense. But I think it was KCP. And I don't have any problem with taking the shot.
Gary
mentioned the crossover, but like, yeah, I'm fine with what he did there because he had made a couple right prior to that, and so I watched LeBron in admiration. Still, I'm a LeBron fan. The GM has not aged very well, but he's a very flawed team, and they were never going to beat the Nuggets, and they're going to get swept. I've been saying this from the beginning. Don't trick yourself into believing this crap.
That's a kill your will kind of game.
Yeah.
That's gonna break some players on the Lakers. LeBron's still gonna come to play. We'll see if Anthony Davis has any spirit left.
And I do want to say this in big picture, like, you know, obviously the Nuggets have way better players, including Jokic and Murray, and then they have a really nice stable of role players like Aaron Gordon, like Christian Brown, and. KCP, and like they kind of know who they are. But I think more importantly, like the big picture with them, that group has been playing together for like a decade now, right? And so we got into this world in the NBA and a lot of other sports of, yeah, we just kind of cobble teams together, kind of fantasy football it, fantasy basketball it throughout the year, and let's just throw it together, and maybe by the playoffs, let's see if it works. The Nuggets took the long route, the long road, and they've had some setbacks in between, and now they're the toughest takedown in the NBA because they have this cohesion that nobody else has. And yes, of course, they have the best player in the world. They have the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic. But I can't help but think how they've built the team with the long term in mind has played a factor in their ability, especially to rise up in the fourth quarter in playoff games. I think it means something in sports still. We got away from it for a while, but I do think it means something in sports. On to the Knicks and the Sixers last night. Great NBA doubleheader last night.
There were three games last night for the record.
There was just those two though, right? Are we sure? The Cavs Magic game?
Cavs did win.
That was a game?
Yeah,
oh.
Okay. I believe they won by 10.
Why don't we just give you this extremely, extremely chaotic 40 seconds? Let's set the scene first. There is 39.5 seconds left in the game. The Philadelphia 76ers, a front runner team, is leading by 5. And see if you could follow along with the great Mike Breen.
To Hart, back to Brunson. Brunson double team, splits the defense. Lowry takes it away, picked up by DiVincenzo. 8 on the 24, DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer, shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo, his shot. Won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
The sixth recorded double bang of all time for Mike Breen last night.
White Dante of all people.
Oh, man. The garden when the Knicks are okay and they get something rolling. Ooh, that is a lot of fun. Chills. Chills there. And then the Sixers, of course, have to complain about the game after the game about officiating. Look, it's a 40-second scramble drill. You got a 5-point lead. They got the ball. You got to get one stop and get a rebound. That's how you do it. And there was probably 6 fouls. There was probably 4 travels. There was a variety of different things happening in that 40-second. But you didn't end up with the ball on any of them. You didn't end up with the ball on any of them. Except for when they made the basket and you immediately turned it over.
Yeah, many times you gave the Knicks the ball.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You have only one thing to blame in that. We love laughing at the Sixers. It is weird how Joel Embiid can't blink with his left eye, though.
And also, it was really weird how in that 40-second clip, Joel Embiid, his name was not said, nor did he leave the paint.
We love when the best play, the quote unquote best players in the NBA just disappear at inexplicable times. Mm-hmm. It seems to happen a lot. It's almost like those guys should not be considered the best in the NBA. But we get obsessed with talent, and we get obsessed with measurables and highlights and stuff like that. It's like, hey, are you there when it's important? Do you play?
Mm-hmm. And in the NBA, we get obsessed with this thing where, well, nobody can be the best player in the world 3 years in a row. So we have to constantly be looking for a best player in the world. No, it's Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, he's one of the best of all time. He's in his prime. I saw at least a little bit of this last night, so I was thankful for it. Like if he wins MVP again and they win a title this year, both of which are, I don't know if it's likely that they win a title, but they're certainly in the mix to win a title again. He, I think, is likely to win the MVP at this point. And then, you know, keeps the run going, and they're back in the same position next year. We're all of a sudden encroaching on some very, very uncomfortable territory as it pertains to one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Mm-hmm. The man who was drafted during a Taco Bell Quesarito commercial.
People don't forget.
People do not forget. Love NBA unintentional comedy. And mostly what I love about watching the NBA is all of these teams and players specifically who think they've accomplished something by, you know, being one of those guys and carry themselves that way, but they haven't done anything at all. And them always, always getting humbled at the end. Without fail. It is... And it, like, it, as sure as the Nuggets were going to come back from that 20-point deficit last night, as sure as the sun will rise, those people will always get humbled in the end. Love it. The NBA is always there for us in that regard.
It was just, like, I don't know what it was, but we all, as a collective, just knew, well, the Nuggets are going to win this game. I don't know how, but the Nuggets are going to win this game.
They're going to find their way back into it. And if they get close, things get a little dicey, Lakers will crumble.
That's all it needed. I just need, once the Nuggets get this to 9 points, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Exactly. Because you know who's going to crumble in the right moments. All right. We are off and running here on a Tuesday. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for settling in for a couple minutes of NBA talk. I appreciate it.
NBA's back, y'all.
Ah, dude. This is my 8 o'clock to midnight every night for the next 2 months. I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited. Well, and you know, I'll flip between this and the Royals game, but the Royals are kind of sliding right now, and they're kind of making me sad a little bit.
Bad week.
That's okay. That's all right. We're still over 500, hanging right in there. Just finish April on a positive note.
But the Guardians are on a tear.
Yeah, that's okay. It's April. It's early. It's early. Right, Josh?
It's early. Yeah, very early. Okay, a lot of season left.
A lot of ball left to be played.
Six of the way through it.
All right, off and running on a Tuesday. We can jump into some spreadsheets, some Matt Rhule audio, running back conversation, all the above when we return on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.